It's Priestley of Mix 106.5, and right now I am like freaking out because I can't believe who's sitting at the table with us at Comic-Con. Tara Strong, hi!
Hi!
So, the voice of so many amazing characters, but in particular, I was talking to Greg Sipes, part of your team from Teen Titans Go, Raven.
Yeah, that's me.
I love it.
Whatever.
You have the look in the eyes. And the. He said that you guys have been recording together for like 20 years now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, what a gift, right?
And being in voice acting, you know, it's not typically the practice, right, where you're in the same room together at the same time?
Well, when you do series work, you get to work together most of the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, when you do video games or feature films, you're by yourself. But for series work, they like as much as possible to get everybody together, and then you can play off each other, right?
I would think so, there's more of a natural vibe.
Yeah, and you listen to each other. Like, if someone goes, let's get out of here, you might go, okay. And you wouldn't have been able to anticipate that if the other actors weren't in the room. So it makes it more collaborative, more creative, more fun. I love full cast records.
I was going to say, how awesome of a job do you have?
I have a pretty awesome job.
You really, really do. So beyond Raven, another icon in comics today, she is exploding everywhere and has been around forever, exploding everything. Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
How is that for you? Is that, are you a fan first? I mean, how did that go?
You know, not long after I moved to Los Angeles, I'm from Toronto, I got to do Batgirl, and it was like dream come true. I was sitting in between Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy. And
you just gave me chills.
Oh my God, I was pinching myself every day. And even today, I'm doing the DC Superhero Girls. Every time I see Batgirl on my script, it's nostalgic and exciting.
Aww.
Yeah, and I used to watch Arlene Sorkin do Harley, and the character was created for Arlene. There was no Harley before her in any comic book or any iteration of Batman, and she inspired the writers to create Harley, and she's so iconic and so brilliant, and I just used to love watching her. And then when it came time to do the follow-up game to Arkham Asylum, they asked if I would come on board and do the video game. And I was like pretty nervous because those are some pretty awesome shoes to fill.
Totally.
And they said, we don't want you to do an impression. We want it a little bit different in your own version. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope the fans like what I do because she's such a beloved character. And so thankfully they like her.
We love you. And Mr. J, is he, the relationship still strong?
Oh yeah, of course. He's my puddin'. I mean, he might be dead, but he's still my puddin'.
You have wonderful taste in men, I must say. So anyway, here you are in Baltimore Comic-Con. Do you like doing the cons?
I love doing the cons. It's just an amazing way to give back to the fans. And I meet the most amazing people. I meet people that say all the time, thank you for my childhood. Your characters got me through depression or through a divorce. Or I had a girl dressed as Raven this year, and she was talking to me like crazy, and her mom was off on the side really crying. And a lot of people cry when they meet me, but
I believe
this was like next level. And I just went over and I said, are you okay? And she said, my daughter's severely autistic, and she hasn't spoken in 5 years. And when she heard you were coming, she didn't stop. And yeah, people always say, like, why do you do those? Or is it just for the money or whatever? And the money's nice, and I use them for my charitable causes. And I just love to just connect with people. I mean, we wouldn't be anywhere without the fans. If the fans were screaming, we hate that person as that voice.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, so
but
I'm pretty grateful.
But that is the opposite here. Yeah. And so exciting to have you. Matter of fact, I got in trouble because my kids were like, I told them, I'm talking to Beast Boy. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh my gosh, you got Mama Ravica, Mama Tari calls you, so hopefully we'll see him down there.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I need to say to you now, Raven, Jack Parker and Olivia all say hi. Because
Jack
I only
Parker,
said Olivia, said hi, and my kid was like, are you kidding me? And then Beast Boy said hi to Olivia, but didn't say hi to anybody else, so I got in major trouble.
Uh-oh, now you have to bring them for a waffle party or whatever.
He sang the waffle song,
nice!
Even, but, you know, you think Raven could maybe give him a wink?
Jack Parker and Olivia, let's have a waffle party or something.
Oh, man, I love you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Real quick, before we send you back to your table, you talked about charitable causes. What's important to you?
Oh, my gosh, there's so much that's important to me right now. My favorite charities are RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S. They're helping the kids get out of these baby jails and helping reunite the families paying for the bail and food and clothing. And they're just an amazing organization helping these immigrants coming to this country right now. I love Mercy for Animals. I'm vegan, so they help raise awareness and cruelty and factory farming. And if you look on my social media at Tara Strong, you'll see I'm often raising money for different causes. Right now, I'm going to do a fan meow. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's like a personal one-on-one meet and greet on the internet, so you can I guess, pay for certain levels and you can have one-on-ones with me. And I'm using that for my girlfriend's charity, Sophia's Voice. And Sophia was a girl that had facial deformities, and her mom suffered terrible bullying online. So it's to fight other facial deformity bullying and to help other people with medical costs. So
you are a true hero.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Tara Strong, Baltimore Convention Center. You'll be here
Thanks
through Sunday.
Thanks for having me. You're so nice.
No, you are so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Come on down. Baltimore Convention Center, Baltimore Comic Con through Sunday. Tara, you rock.
Come on down because it'll be hardcore.
What? Got the chills? You're awesome.
Thank you.